This audio recording is brought to you by SuccessUltraNow.com and DavidWolf.com. The content of this audio recording is based on the book Amazing Grace by David Wolf and Dr. Nick Good, released by North Atlantic Books and distributed by Random House.
Huna Principle Number 7, Aloha. To love is to share the happiness of the breath of life. And now we move into the seventh principle of Huna, which is Hawaii's most famous word. What is the one word everybody knows from Hawaii? Aloha. Aloha is the pure joy and happiness that emanates from just being alive. It is the joy of existence. It is an attitude of gratitude. It is the appreciation of beauty. Aloha represents everything that is good and right in the world. Aloha is what you feel when you step off that plane that just landed in Hawaii. It is that greeting, that sharing of the breath of life, that magic, that feeling that it is good to be alive. The exuberant joy of living. That is the Aloha spirit. Others. As stated, Aloha means to love is to share the happiness of the breath of life. The key word here is sharing. In order for positive action to occur, as called for by Kala, all change is possible, others must become involved. The Salvation Army was founded on one word, others. The power we access through the Huna teachings can improve the state of our lives. Yet even more importantly, as demonstrated by Dr. Len and his Ho'oponopono practice, see the upcoming principle number 9, these Huna teachings can help heal others. Their power is amplified several times over when we focus our attention on helping others. The following story is from Portugal, from a small town made famous by supernatural events in the form of reported and documented miracles of healing. For many years, devotees of the Roman Catholic religious groups throughout the world have traveled in pilgrimages to Fatima, Portugal, because of reported visions of the Virgin Mary there by three shepherd children between May and October of 1917. They had this experience on the 13th day of each month at approximately the same hour. One of the children described seeing Mary as more brilliant than the sun, shedding rays of light clearer and stronger than a crystal glass filled with the most sparkling water and pierced by the burning rays of the sun. In the old quarters of Europe, a strong devotion to the Blessed Virgin led to the construction of a gigantic basilica built in honor of her aspect as Mother Mary in tiny Fatima. Tens of thousands travel every year on pilgrimages to Fatima. Often Mother Mary appears in visions and apparitions. Amazing, miraculous healings occur. The power of grace is palpable. It is all well documented and fairly well known. Every disease, every human condition, every type of despair has been healed there. Yet not everyone receives the healing. Even receiving a vision does not ensure a healing. Many years ago, Nobel Prize winner Dr. Alexis Carrel, curious about these healings and their apparently random nature, conducted a study to try and determine why some people were being healed and others were not. We may remember that Dr. Carrel became world famous for proving that the cell, when properly nourished and cleansed, is essentially immortal. Anxious to discover the common denominator shared by everyone who had received a healing, Dr. Carrel questioned each person, and he found that there was only one thing they all held in common. That one commonality was that they were all praying for someone else when they received their healing. The message is interesting. Focusing on helping others is the path towards miracles. Joseph Campbell described a hero as someone who has given her or his life to something bigger than oneself. Getting addicted to a message bigger than oneself necessarily means helping others. It appears that when one starts thinking primarily about others and their ennoblement, then the door opens for heroic transformations of consciousness. Relationships. As mentioned in Kala, we maintain a strong leaning towards the idea that just being is not enough. In order to really manifest a quantum and global transformation, there's this thing called relationships. Relationships are as simple as one person communicating with another, or one person communicating with a plant, or one person communicating with their dog, etc. In quantum theory, relationships are simply event horizons, realities, bumping up against one another. No one is an island. Everything affects everything else. Relationships are intrinsic to every part of reality. It is really relationships that cause us to change and grow the most. Remember the old adage that success depends on who you know, not just what you know. And it is not just who you know, it is who knows you. There is no way we can activate our full potential with only ourselves. It is not possible. We can massage our own shoulders, but it doesn't feel that good. Try it right now. Massage your own shoulders. How good does that feel compared to letting somebody else do it? What power is in our little fingers that makes others feel so good due to our touch? Relationships, when channeled through heart-centered awareness, can cause us to develop excellent communication skills, beautiful emotional connections, deep loving feelings, appreciation for others' points of view, and overall love for humanity and the human condition. In effect, relationships can lead us to the highest sensations of being alive. The awareness that Kala has provided us is that all change is possible. When combined with Aloha, we discover that all change is possible through beautification, expansion, and deepening of relationships. Relationships build families, teams, communities, cultures, and inevitably decide the fate of the world. It is only by connecting with people through the power of relationships that one can be the individual who steers the slave ship and all of a sudden, at the last possible second, saves all from imminent destruction. It all comes down to relationships, and not just loving and productive relationships with other people, but also with animals, plants, water, air, fire, with our earth, and especially with the mystery. Ultimately, radically deepening our relationship with the mystery, all the mysteries of existence, is going to be the key to creating paradise on our planet, because it is the mystery that can keep us forever enthralled, inspired, and happy to be alive without having to distract ourselves with conflict. The most beautiful emotion we can experience is the mystical. It is the power of true art and science. He to whom this emotion is a stranger, who can no longer wonder and stand wrapped in awe, is as good as dead. To know that what is impenetrable to us really exists, manifesting itself as the highest wisdom and the most radiant beauty, which our dull faculties can comprehend only in their most primitive forms. This knowledge, this feeling, is at the center of true religiousness. That's Albert Einstein, His Life and Times. What is your relationship with the mystery? Every human has a deep desire for certainty. This seems clear. People generally want predictability, schedules, and assurance that things will continue on as before, with some incremental improvements. However, an equally, if not greater, desire within the human psyche is the desire for uncertainty, the desire for the unfamiliar, the unknown, the paranormal, the startling surprise. These are archetypal elements intrinsic to any story. They must be there for the story of life to be entertaining. For these authors, the proof of an infinite intelligence woven into the depth of every conceivable thing is found in the fact that the more one researches a thing, the more one realizes how little is known about that or any other subject. The great historian Will Durant accurately wrote, "As we acquire knowledge, things do not become more comprehensible, but more mysterious." An old adage reads, "I have been studying for so long that pretty soon I'll know everything about nothing, or nothing about everything." Modified atmospheres. Aloha means to love is to share the happiness of the breath of life. Working backwards, we discover aloha has much to do with the breath of life. We view the breath of life as the essence of the mystery of life. The breath of life is completely intriguing in both a literal and metaphysical sense. Why is it that the human organism modifies its atmospheres? For example, smoking or air conditioning, humidifiers, etc. Why the connection between smoking, atmosphere modification, and shamanism? We suspect that the portion of our genetics that comes from the stars has great adaptability to modified atmospheres due to millennia of space travel. This may also explain our tendency towards modifying our food. Why the presence of the root word spiral in respiration, inspiration, spirit, expire? The in-breath and out-breath of Brahma appears to be of a spiral character. Spiral action tends to increase the quality of the medium acted upon. For example, spinning water in a vortex increases its organization, improves its quality and taste, and subtly cools the water as well. The presence of spiral action in all living organisms indicates that the mere presence of life improves the quality of every medium life acts upon, for example, the water, the air, the soil, etc. From this, we understand that the second law of thermodynamics is incorrect. Entropy does not rule. Ectropy, organizational forces, does. Quality, growth, and information continues to increase in our spiral galaxy. In general, this means that everything always improves and becomes more complex. Therefore, the mystery continues to grow as the galaxy breathes or evolves. Shamanism, as described in Kala, is the original and still preferred practice and profession of perpetually opening to the mystery. The opening of oneself to an experience of the mystery is where spirituality begins and where materialism ends. Joseph Campbell wrote, "An intense experience of mystery is what one has to regard as the ultimate religious experience." It appears that wisdom begins when one understands that the overall depth of the mystery of life can never be known. Newer vistas of knowledge and insight always await. The time will come when diligent research over long periods will bring to light things which now lie hidden. Many discoveries are reserved for ages still to come, when memories of us will have been effaced. Our universe is a sorry little affair unless it has something for every age to investigate. Nature does not reveal her mysteries once and for all. That's from Seneca, The Natural Questions, Book 7, written in the 1st century AD. Consider the thoughtful words of mycologist Gary Samuels after his encounter with an unknown primate in Guyana, South America, in 1987. "I'm not inclined to reveal just where I was when I saw this animal," he said, "because to be quite truthful, I do not want anybody to kill, stuff, study, catalogue it. It is possible that I saw nothing more than a spider monkey. But I do not think so. It is not important to me whether what I saw is confirmed to be something unusual or usual. What I saw was outside my experience, and that is enough for me. I rather like the possibility that there is some living creature, some primate, that has eluded man. I like the mystery. It is important for me to know that there is such a mystery that might never be solved." Alchemical imagination. The depth and awe of the mystery can be felt at any time in the power of our imagination. Our imagination is the great wonder of our species. All true transformation occurs first in the realm of the imagination. Every invention and creative contribution has first been a vision of imaginative dreaming. The grandeur of our imagination expresses itself most fruitfully in the high wonder and spirit of elevating aloha consciousness. Our imagination is the ideal field of activity to lead us back to paradise and a truer understanding of the dynamic beauty and science of reality. Our imagination is our vision. It defines our feeling experience, our organic interface with matter, Ormus, mana, and elementals mixed with soul. And imagination is always available to you, each and every moment of your entire life. Einstein worked out his theory of relativity by imagining himself careening around the universe on a photon of light. That is what he was doing in those pictures. That is why his hair was white and wild. He was not actually there in front of a blackboard writing with chalk all over the place in a dusty old room. He was out in the cosmos having a blast, exploring the fringes of his imagination. Einstein said the following, "I am enough of an artist to draw freely upon my imagination. Imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world." The great writer William Blake conjectured, "To the eyes of the man of imagination, nature is imagination itself." Let's use our alchemical imagination for a moment. Imagine ancient North America, where at one time regions teemed with mammoths, rhinos, camels, ground sloths, huge prehistoric bison, horses, and saber-toothed cats. Imagine our injured earth repopulated by the beauty of these great animals. Imagine every region of our earth recognized for being holy and sacred. Picture ancient trees, mighty rivers, and lofty high mountains as temples of great power, held by people in reverence and awe. Imagine homes built entirely of natural and recycled materials, and filled with scents of wood, beeswax and traces of burnt white sage, original paintings, marble sculptures, flow-form fountains, ergonomic furniture, natural lighting and raw food-based super kitchens with a central giant wood-top cutting board island. Surrounding the home are gardens, unlike ever seen before, that are rooted in well-loved soil loaded with Ormus concentrates. Envision flowers in profusion everywhere, interspersed among the berry bushes, fruit trees, and magnificent beds of vegetables. Hear the sounds of children playing in nearby treehouses, having the best day ever. Picture in your mind's eye regions underneath the earth, where there are hidden caves with the cleanest water that moves rhythmically with the earth's spinning motion. These aquifers are the veins of the earth. Recall the mighty rivers that flow above the ground. These are the arteries. The oceans are the cellular fluid of the Gaian organism. The land is the skin. The trees are the lungs. Imagine the mountains are the breasts. The high mountain springs are the milk, offerings of pure love. The sun is the heart. The clouds are the thoughts of the earth. Imagine that each rain is an insemination into the earth, and this, in conjunction with the female mana in the earth, produces life and sprouts seeds. The alchemists detect in the sexual activity of man a correspondence with the world's creation, with the growth of plants and with mineral formations. When they see the union of rain and earth, they see it in an erotic sense as copulation, and this extends to all natural realms of matter, for they can picture love affairs of chemicals and stars, a romance of stones, or the fertility of fire. And Jim Morrison, The Lords and the New Creatures. So we can say that Hermetism and the alchemical initiation are not related to modern chemistry by evolution or progress, but quite on the contrary, by degeneration. In this, as in other fields, modern science is built on the remains of ancient sciences which have been gutted of their substance and abandoned by the ignorant and profane. As Julius Evola, The Hermetic Tradition. Alchemy is an imaginative science. It is not just an intellectual understanding. Our ancient ancestors not only had a different way of thinking and feeling, but a different way of perceiving and knowing. They had a different technology, mathematics and science, and they, like Einstein, used their imagination creatively to navigate these fields of knowledge. Alchemy is, in truth, a natural science arrived at by applying the power of the imagination to grounded, observable, and experimental phenomena found in nature. We believe in the grand philosophies of the alchemists, namely that the models to emulate are found in nature. Nature gently supports the imaginative artist, who has been given insight into her operating systems and perfects in her domain a creative project of some sort. An alchemical adage states, "The progress of the work pleases nature greatly." Understanding earth, air, fire, water. The ordinary person does not know the four elements, earth, air, fire, water, as they actually are in themselves. Each person typically has only the ability to perceive what these elements are when they are intermixed with each other, not in their pure state. Earth, air, fire, and water, as most people know them, that is, in their mixed state, are no more than reflections or subtly tangible symbols of the pure elements called living by the great alchemists. In themselves, the sacred four elements are organisms that possess great consciousness. Through alchemical and shamanic imagination, experimentation and contemplation upon the four grand elements, one begins to penetrate into the consciousness of the pure elemental state. For example, seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, smelling, and in general communing with water in its purest, healthiest, ice-cold, 39.2 degrees Fahrenheit or 4 degrees Celsius, state under moonlight as it freshly gushes forth from hidden springs filled only with mana in a pristine forest, makes one aware, through momentary glimpses, of how ennobled the consciousness of pure water actually is. From such communions with the spirit of water, one can learn how to technologically endow water with what it requires to achieve the highest states of love and beauty while creating motor energy. In other words, by understanding what water is and what it wants, one can develop free energy technology that actually improves the fuel as it is used. In this case, the fuel is water. To review, aloha means to love is to share the happiness of the breath of life. Working backwards from the previously discussed breath of life, we discover that aloha has much to do with love, sharing, and happiness. The aloha spirit completely captures the essence of these three words. The aloha spirit is an attitude that knows we are supposed to be having the best day ever, every day. It includes a feeling of comfort with the great mystery. It is an experience of feeling and knowing that all is good and it is getting better all the time. You might try switching from the word hello and start using aloha instead. At first it may sound a bit strange, but after you get used to it, you won't notice it. People might think you are just back from Hawaii. Pretty soon, you might even find that your mum calls you up and says, aloha. What's happened? You are sharing the happiness of the breath of life.